The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Big day today, folks. Big day on the Dan Bongino Show. Coming up a little later after our Friday episode, our first interview of our new interview series. That interview will be, and if you subscribe to our newsletter yesterday, as my wife Paula told me to remind you, you got the news first, even before the podcast went live. Bongino.com/newsletter. We have more special announcements coming up. You're not going to want to miss our next interview either. We are interviewing President Trump a little bit later today. We have our standard Friday episode. So this is how it's going to go down in the future. By the way, welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Yep. Producer Joe, my good friend, big day for us. I know you're excited. I'm excited too. How's everything going on this?
Yeah,
you
got to
give us your standard.
Big standard Friday. It's Friday.
Yeah. Yes, sir, it is. Here's how things are going to work.
Big
Friday is right. We're going to be launching this new interview series. It's not going to affect our daily show at all. We're going to give you the regular show we give you today. This one, we're going to launch a little early. Our additional interviews, you can play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning before our other show launches. We'll be launching them at about 3-4 o'clock, maybe a little earlier. So enough time for you to watch. We've got a great lineup. Wait till I announce our series of guests after the president today. So don't forget, there's going to be a second episode launching in just a little bit. This one launched early. As you can see, it's early by my watch. We recorded a little early today. This one's going to go out early for you to get a head start. All right, let's get right to it, folks. Today's show brought to you by our buddies at Bowl and Branch. Folks, I'm not messing with you. Thanks, Bowl and Branch, for only the most comfortable sheets. Paula, right? Am I messing with them? These are the finest. Paula, are you supposed to answer? She's giving me the thumbs up. She's telling me stop calling me out right now because I'm trying to switch prompters and cameras and all this other stuff. Folks, Bowl and Branch sheets, Paula, aren't they legit? These are the real McCoy. Yes, you hear her, folks. You can even hear her in the background. These are no joke. Here's the only issue. I had an old pair of Bowl and Branch sheets. Okay, we got you. I had an old pair of Bowl and Branch sheets. And the more you sleep on them, the softer they get. We got a new pair for this other bed. And now when they're new, they're soft and they get soft. So I'm still wearing these in and I don't know where to go. The old ones are great. The new ones are great. Listen, we're never going to agree on everything, but you agree on this. We all need good sleep. Everybody should be sleeping better. Yeah. Everything. Bowl. That's Bowl. B-O-L-L. And Branch makes. Bowl and Branch. Like tree branch. Bowl and Branch. From bedding to blankets, is made from a pure 100% organic cotton. It means they start out super soft and they get softer over time like a fine wine. I'm in a battle right now. New sheets, old sheets. New sheets, old sheets. I don't even know. Everyone who tries Bowl and Branch sheets loves them. That's why they have thousands of five-star reviews. Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, Fast Company. We're all talking about Bowl and Branch. You get them, you'll know why. Even three U.S. presidents sleep on Bowl and Branch sheets. Go get these today. Don't miss them. Shipping's free. Try them for 30 nights. You don't love them, send them back for a refund. You will never send these back. You'll be buying more. I doubt you want to send them back. There's no risk and no reason not to give them a try. To get you started right now, my listeners will get an astounding $50 off your first set of sheets at Bowl, B-O-L-L, and Branch.com. Promo code Bongino, my last name, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. That's Bowl, B-O-L-L, and Branch.com. Promo code Bongino. Pick up these sheets today. You will not regret it. All right, Producer Joe, let's go.
There we go.
Nice. I want to start off with a little bit of a bang today. Of course, we're going to have some impeachment hearings again. Today's fake faux impeachment with the fake faux whistleblower. As I described to you in yesterday's show, and we'll ask President Trump later, this impeachment has been a total political, tactical disaster for the Democrats. They can't get out of this thing fast enough now. It's a joke. It's an embarrassment. It's a hoax. But showing you that these people have zero credibility, There are about four or five ringleaders of this impeachment disaster, which is just the latest hoax. Don't forget the hoaxes. We had the Russian collusion hoax. We had the Mueller hoax that Mueller's investigating. People were investigating the president. There was nothing to investigate. They were harassing the president. Now we have the fake whistleblower Ukraine gate hoax, right? But there have been a few ringleaders of this. I think we can all agree sleazeball liar Schiff is kind of like the grand marshal of the impeachment, faux impeachment parade. But Pelosi follows Schiff along. Yeah, Nadler in the back. He's kind of fallen by the wayside as he proved himself to be even more hapless than Schiff, shockingly. But you have this other goofball who's been out there forever spouting off lies and hoaxes and conspiracy theories, Eric Swalwell, who ran for president, stunningly managed to get a negative portion of the vote. The first candidate in U.S. history to get negative votes, meaning people were going to go to the polls and attack people who voted for Swalwell. It was that bad. I'm kidding, of course. Bad voting humor. This guy went nowhere. Listen, I've lost elections. He won one for Congress or two, whatever. Nice job. Congratulations. Presidency, not your thing, buddy. I think I got more votes for president than Swalwell, which is to say zero. Zero. I got more. I think someone wrote me in once. That's right, Paula. Someone told me that. I got more votes for president than Swalwell. Yes, take it to the bank. So this lunatic Swalwell, again, one of the big collusion hoaxers, noted liar and conspiracy theorist, and best pal to Adam Schiff. You always see him walking around, patting each other on the back. It's a great job, Adam. Really good, buddy. Like, they're like stupid Batman and Robin. Like the bizarro Batman and Robin. So Swalwell was on Martha McCallum's show, and this is a great cut. And I have this full cut in a town hall piece in the show notes today, which you should read. Again, subscribe to my newsletter, Bongino.com/newsletter. Big announcements coming up, including the Bongino report, which I'm stoked about. But here's video audio of Eric Swalwell, asked a question by Martha McCallum about if the tides were turned and the Hunter Biden Burisma scam, where he was paid a small fortune to sit on the board of a natural gas company in Ukraine while his dad was the vice president monitoring Ukraine and being the point man on Ukraine and discussing natural gas. If it was reversed and that was one of the Trump kids, if he'd have a problem with it, watch this sleazeball. Watch him dance. He can't answer the question because when he answers the question the right way, which is, hey, I'd have a problem with it all around. And he dances until he finally gets to an answer at the end. Check this out. This is worth your time.
In all of this. But let me ask you this, because if Eric Trump got a job on a board for a company in Turkey, okay, would you be okay with that? Or would you think that might be something that should be looked into?
You'll need to give me another 20 minutes to talk about the Trumps cashing in on access to their father.
Give me your best shot.
Yeah, I mean, Ivanka Trump getting trademarks granted to her while she's working at the White House from China. Don Jr. going over to India and selling Trump condos. Yes,
it's a whole other segment, Martha. They're in real estate. They've been in real estate for 20,
Yeah, the corrupt practices of the Trump family would take a whole segment. But I'm focused on what this president
did. So would you or would you not, if one of them, after he became president, suddenly became an advisor to an energy company in Turkey or Ukraine, you would say, I'm not interested in that? Because that's what you're saying right now.
We have open investigations into the Trump family for their corrupt practices, Martha, but here there's no
evidence. No, but those situations are not parallel.
Yeah.
And I'm asking you a specific question. I'm saying if they had never been in those businesses before and they got into them only after their father became president, wouldn't you want to investigate that?
I would want to go through formal channels. I don't think it's appropriate for the president of the United States to ask another leader to involve themselves in our politics. And that's what's at stake.
That's established as the topic of the day.
And Nikki Haley said that too, by the way. She said that today. Nikki Haley said that. She thought it was inappropriate.
I'll have her on later. And she absolutely did say that. Thank you very much. Good to see you, Congressman Swalwell.
Okay, this guy's a sleazeball. Doesn't have an ounce of credibility. Now, what he said was obviously a lie. The Trump family were billionaires before they entered the presidency and have actually lost money. The Trump family is actually involved in the reverse emoluments clause. Of course, there's no such thing because there's no such statute for the reverse emoluments clause, right? Where you become the president and you lose money, which is what the president, who doesn't take a salary, by the way, his family has taken a hit on their goodwill and their name. They're losing a fortune in business because of the mainstream media's false attacks and character assassination of the president. This is actually reverse emoluments. This family has become worth less money since they've left office, while the Bidens' only marketable skill was their last name, which they used to make money because they weren't making money, Hunter Biden, in any substantial way like he was with Burisma and others beforehand. But Swalwell has no principles, so you can't pay attention to him at all because that's what you're going to get. But I want to put that up there to show you what a disgrace this guy is and all these Democrats are attacking Trump. What if it was you know, one of the Trump family members did with Biden. Well, hold on. Joke, I got a hairball. Sure you do. Dope. Quick update on the strategery, too, before I get to the second block of the show. The hit job on John Solomon and what's really going on right now. Folks, don't panic about McConnell and some of the senators on the Republican side. Ombudsman Joe, put your hat on. I'm going to need you here for a minute.
It's there.
Don't panic about them coming out now publicly and saying, hey, this Senate trial, we may have to keep this thing going for a little while. I saw a bunch of Republicans on Twitter, and I get it. You know, a lot of people don't trust McConnell and a lot of the rhinos, and I'm not suggesting you don't trust, but verify at all times, if you know what I mean, especially when it comes to the Republicans. They've bailed on us at critical times in the past over and over again, right? I'm simply suggesting to you, McConnell may know what he's doing here. You know, me and him are not the best of friends all the time, right? But I'm seeing a couple of Republicans on Twitter. They're like, you know, some of the people who I respect, and I think they're reading this all wrong. They're like, look, McConnell's bailing for us. He's calling for a Senate trial of Trump. Folks, McConnell's not dumb, okay? Joe, why do you think McConnell? So position one, let me lay out the positions, what they are, and why I think McConnell's doing what they're doing, and why I think some people are reading this wrong. Position one was vote on this thing day one in the Senate. If there's an article of impeachment put forward or articles, it's a BS impeachment. Vote day one with the Republican majority to throw it out. Remember, they need 67 votes. They're never going to get it. There's a Republican majority. We have 53. Yeah. Throw it out day one. And everybody was like, sounds good. And now McConnell's coming out. Some other Republicans saying, you know, no, hold on. Time out. The verdict is in. Let's take a break and let's look at a 6 to 8 week trial, maybe longer, Joe. And everybody's like, oh, this is just that, right. I almost met. Yes. Producer Joe thinking ahead. Conveniently, this 6 to 8 week, maybe more, Joe, trial would tie up Cory Booker, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, senators with one thing in common. What do they do? Oh, that's right. Running for president during the Iowa caucuses. Yes. And the early campaign states, not just that, Joe. Remember who else is running. Every 2 years, every congressman and woman in the country, 435 members, every one of them is up for election. The deuce every 2 years. Meaning on every federal election cycle, you are going to get these congressmen. You think these congressmen in these swing districts where Trump won by one, by two, by three, you think these congressmen in an impeachment based on nothing want to be talking about an impeachment trial based on less than nothing after a House trial where nothing came out?
Probably not.
Folks, listen, I am not telling you to take your eye off McConnell and the GOP at all. Please, you are listening to the wrong show and the wrong cat ever. Trust but verify. I'm just telling you, be careful. Before you jump down Mitch's throat on this one, I think he may be onto something. This impeachment is a farce. They know it's a farce. It's a joke. It's not going to go anywhere. It's based on a hoax. We just had breaking news just last night. The Ukrainian foreign minister came out and said, we were never pressured for any deal. This, again, the worst quid pro quo ever. We were pressuring them for investigations and holding up military aid. The Ukrainian foreign official, we didn't hear about any of that. McConnell knows this is a disaster. This is going to blow up in their faces. I just wanted you to keep that in mind. All right, I want to get to this hit piece on John Solomon, but we're going to pay for the show today. My second sponsor today are our good friends at Policy Genius. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things in life people don't like to do, right? Most of the time, you don't want to clip your nails. I know, you know, my daughter getting her to take a shower every night is driving her crazy. She's only like a 3 nights a week or my 7-year-old. People don't want to do stuff. One of the things adults don't want to do is they don't want to buy life insurance. It's the worst. But this is the season to elect benefits through your workplace. It's a lot of people getting benefits through their workplace this season. And people know open enrollment, this decision time for healthcare coverage. But it's also the perfect moment to do what? Do something some of you don't want to do, which is what I was just getting at. Buy life insurance. To properly provide for your family, you need about 10 times the life insurance coverage that you get through your job. Most people need that, which means that your employer life insurance is leaving you underinsured. That's where our friends at Policy Genius can help. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for a life insurance plan. It's not tied to your job. In just minutes, you can compare quotes from the top insurers to find your best price. When you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com. Don't waste any more time. The life insurance you buy through Policy Genius stays with you even if you leave your job. And Policy Genius doesn't just make it easy to get life insurance. They can help you find the right home and auto insurance and disability insurance too. So when you're looking at workplace benefits this month, make sure to double check your life insurance options. Then go to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Get quotes and apply in minutes. PolicyGenius.com, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Recommend them. PolicyGenius.com. Okay. So I teased this a little bit during yesterday's show, and it's an important story because it's a story that's not just about John Solomon. John Solomon's a friend. I know John Solomon. He used to write for The Hill. He now writes for John Solomon Reports. He's a Fox News contributor where I work as well. I'm a contributor over there as well, just putting out that disclosure so everybody knows. It's nothing to do with the content of the story, but unlike the left-wing media, I don't lie about any even potential small conflicts of interest. The New York Times is engaged in a massive operation to destroy the credibility of John Solomon. Now, why is this happening? What's going on? Folks, the reporting of John Solomon, which I have extolled the virtues of on this show many times over the last 3 years on both Spygate, Ukrainegate, Impeachmentgate, faux Impeachmentgate, has been peerless. John Solomon deserves a Pulitzer Prize for the work he's done. He has exposed stories the New York Times and the Washington Post chose willingly to ignore to advance their left-wing Pravda-like propaganda gaslighting operation for the Democrats. Solomon has been a step, if not light years, ahead of him. The problem they're having now is the Ukraine story about Hunter Biden, deep state collusion, and how that... My youngest just walked in. And how that deep state collusion ties in almost seamlessly from Spygate into Impeachmentgate and fake whistleblowergate. That story has been told extensively by Solomon. If John Solomon's reporting is true, which I am independently telling you, I have separate sources, separate from John Solomon. Okay, I see you. Hello there. Okay, thank you. You want to come wave to the camera just a little, just a little bit. Just wave quick. Hello. Okay. Hey, all right. Great. There you go. She wanted to wave. Sorry. It's a big day in the Bongino household. Man. Sorry, folks. But this is what we break the fourth wall here. If John Solomon's reporting is accurate, and I can tell you, independently sourcing from separate sources, I believe John Solomon's reporting is accurate, then ladies and gentlemen, Spygate and Ukrainegate and Whistleblowergate are the same scandal. It's not good enough, Joe, for the New York Times to blow it once. They got to blow it twice. What
three.
Do I mean?
Three.
Let's get to the
three
story first. I'm
going
to need you to wear your ombudsman hat. I know. I teased this pretty good. Get that ombudsman hat out.
All right, daddy-o.
The New York Times wrote this story about Solomon, and they're desperate to destroy his credibility. It's by Jeremy W. Peters and Ken Vogel. These guys are all, you know, Spygate collusion hoaxers, right? The man Trump trusts for news on Ukraine. Who is John Solomon? His name popped up frequently in closed-door testimony in the impeachment query. He's a regular on Hannity. Oh, like that's a bad thing. And his work helps shape how millions of Americans understand this moment. Now, the whole piece is dedicated to shredding how John Solomon understands this moment, because what John Solomon understands, again, is that Spygate, Ukrainegate, fake whistleblowergate is the same as one big scandal. Let's go to some of the screen caps from some of the New York Times' garbage reporting on this. Here, this is funny. This is hysterical. Ken Vogel and Jeremy Peters, again, collusion hoaxers, who have been on the wrong side of the entire story from day one, right? They dare to write, quote, in their New York Slimes piece, "A close look at one piece by Mr. Solomon shows how far one of his assertions, later called into doubt, can reverberate at the highest levels of government." Now, this is hysterical because the assertion they're talking about turned out later to be true, which I'm going to show you in a minute. Mm-hmm. It is the link between Spygate, Impeachmentgate, and Whistleblowergate. And yet the only people who called it into doubt were the same people who just told you it was called into doubt. Huh? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No serious person who looked at the evidence Solomon presents. I haven't told you what it is yet. I'll get to it in a second. But I want to lay the groundwork for what we're calling the framing here. Okay. How liberals frame a false debate. That one of Solomon's assertions, A, this destructive assertion was called into doubt. By who? Oh, by us. But you just said it was called into doubt. You seem to make an appeal to authority like somebody else called it into doubt. So you're saying it was called into doubt because you called it into doubt? What was the assertion? Let's go to the second screen cap from this. In an interview with the New York Times last month, this is a Ukrainian prosecutor that spoke with John Solomon, Mr. Lutsenko blamed the confusion on the interpreter who handled his interview with The Hill. But he insisted that the ambassador, Marie Yovanovitch, had in fact asked him not to target certain politicians and activists who work with the embassy on its anti-corruption efforts. Keep that up a second. What is this about? What is this about? Remember when I reported on my show, Joseph, 6 months ago or more? Who knows? Maybe archivist Judy will figure it out. Everything's 6 months on the show.
Yes.
It was a long time ago because I know I was living in a different location at the time. By the way, if you're sending stuff to my home address, I assure you that's not my house. I appreciate it, but someone's getting your stuff and it's not me. Please stop sending stuff to what you think is my house. It's not my house. The person living there now is going crazy. I was there. So that was a long time ago. I got some information. Follow me here.
All right.
That Ukrainian officials, this was reported to me, notably George Kent, a higher up in the Ukrainian embassy working for the United States in Ukraine, and Marie Yovanovitch, our ambassador to Ukraine. Remember they were watching us, Joe? We were on their Marie Yovanovitch watch list. Remember that?
Yeah.
Boy, we're all conspiracy theorists. Why were you watching me then? Are you watching me now? Toodles, how are things? Not so good on your end, are they? I got some information that Marie Yovanovitch and George Kent had put forth to the Ukrainians a do not prosecute list. Can you put up that second screen cap again from the New York Times? In other words, these people are untouchable. Don't touch them.
Yeah.
In other words, we were interfering in a foreign country's affairs, especially their legal matters. Mm-hmm. Joe, that's the story the New York Times claims was in doubt. In doubt. And now, where did John Solomon get that? I got it from a different source. Solomon got that from a Ukrainian prosecutor, Lutsenko, who told him they were given a do not prosecute list. The media said, do not prosecute list. That's a conspiracy theory. Is it? Put that up again. One last time. New York Times. I know I'm annoying you to death. Sorry. Lutsenko, the Ukrainian prosecutor who told John Solomon that, insisted that the ambassador had in fact asked him not to target certain politicians and activists. In other words, Joe, what we would call a do not prosecute list.
That's what
so the
called.
New York Times is calling into doubt what they later affirm in their same story. Oh my gosh, someone drop an anvil on my head, please. Do you understand this passes for reporting these days? A claim called into doubt, which we're going to affirm later in the piece, hoping you don't read on. Follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
The Times, now you may say, well, Dan, why affirm it? Why even bother writing the piece? One, they hope you won't read to the end. They hope you leave off at the point, oh, Solomon reported that there was pressure by Marie Yovanovitch, our ambassador in Ukraine, to not prosecute certain people. Pressure put on the Ukrainian. Wait till you find out who the people are. Oh, this gets good. Take you down the rabbit hole, ladies and gents. So we were told by the New York Times early in the piece that that's all big conspiracy theory. They bury later in the piece that the prosecutor, Lutsenko, confirmed that he had been told not to prosecute these people. Why would they even bother? Because, folks, letters, documents, emails and things and recordings have turned up. Oh, in other words, what we would call evidence. Marie always says there's no evidence of that. What we would call actual evidence. Evidence has turned up that the do not prosecute list, in addition to the statement by Lutsenko, is real. Now the Times is like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do now? Who's on that do not prosecute list? How do we crap all over John Solomon and make him look like a total D canoe big time? And then and bury at the end of the story that what he was saying the whole time was actually true. Let's just frame it this way.
It was called into doubt.
Yeah, by you idiots who confirm in your own story. I didn't get those videos yet. I didn't forget you, though. I know. I got you. Who are these people? That Marie Yovanovitch, who really doesn't like Trump, by the way. Who are these people that Marie Yovanovitch and George Kent from our embassy allegedly didn't want prosecuted? Well, let's go to John Solomon himself. John Solomon reports. Got a great piece in the show notes today. Worth your time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, you're making a big mistake. John Solomon reports the real Ukraine controversy, an activist U.S. embassy and its adherence to the Geneva Convention.
Ooh.
John goes on in his piece to lay out this couple beauties about the do not prosecute list, why it was such a big deal, why the media desperately wants it to go away, and who's on it. Quote, John Solomon, my sources told me specifically that the U.S. embassy had pressured the Ukraine prosecutors in 2016 to drop or avoid pursuing several cases. One involving the George Soros-backed group Anti-Corruption Action Center, ANTAC. Wow! And two cases involving Ukraine officials who criticized Donald Trump and his campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Crazy how that happens. He goes on to back up their story. My sources provided me with a letter. Then embassy official George Kent. George Kent, wasn't he that guy testifying in the fake impeachment hearing on Wednesday? Yes, that guy.
Bow tie.
Wrote proving it happened.
Yeah.
Joe, state officials, in other words, Department of State, for you liberals watching, state officials authenticated the letter. And Kent recently acknowledged in this testimony that he signed the letter. You can read the letter in the piece. It's linked. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. I thought it was called into doubt. Folks, they must shred Solomon.
Yeah.
Liberal mega donor George Soros is pouring buckets load of money into Ukraine to get his preferred people in charge, allegedly to get his business rivals investigated. Soros is a liberal mega donor to every known liberal with influence around he can get his money into. Soros is being his charity, his group he's involved, whatever it is, this group, this nonprofit, ANTAC, he's involved with, one of his charities, is being investigated for corruption. The Ukrainian ambassador, who obviously doesn't like Trump or Republicans, maybe she loves Obama, we don't know. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, you don't want to prosecute that Soros group. And by the way, these people who've been speaking out against Don Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort, yeah, you don't want to prosecute them either. You may say, okay, Dan, I get part one of this, okay? So Ukraine gate is obviously, because remember, Marie Yovanovitch, George Kent, and Bill Taylor, the people involved in this, Kent and Yovanovitch directly involved in the alleged do not prosecute list we've seen with the letter, which they acknowledge, by the way. It's not even alleged. They acknowledge it. These are the key witnesses against Trump on a fake whistleblower charge. In other words, don't look at me. We didn't do anything. Look at Trump. Kind of like Russian collusion, like when the Democrats colluded with the Russians, said they got information from Russians to turn around and said, no, Trump did it. And the suckers in the media fell for it. Yeah. Like that thing. Now you say, all right, I get that. Part one. Liberal Yovanovitch doesn't want liberal mega donor Soros looking bad and wants Donald Trump's son attacked, verbally and all around. So they don't want any of those people prosecuted, right? Makes sense. Don't prosecute those people. But there's a name on there. Solomon goes on in his piece. Now comes the coup de grace. More recently, George Kent, super witness against Donald Trump for the Democrats. At the time, the embassy chargé d'affaires in 2016, and now a deputy assistant secretary of state, confirmed in impeachment testimony that he personally signed the letter demanding Ukraine drop the case against ANTAC. Joe, I thought it was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Gosh, crazy how these conspiracy theories keep creeping up.
Not so far.
Solomon goes on. This is great. He also testified that he was aware of pressure the U.S. Embassy also applied on Ukraine prosecutors to drop investigations against a journalist named Vitaly Shabunin and a parliamentary member named Sergei Leshenko and a senior law enforcement official named Artem Sitnik. Sorry. So Kent is now acknowledged signing a letter demanding that Sergei Leshenko, who is involved in a, I believe, an active case in Ukraine for interfering in our elections, not be prosecuted. Where did we hear that name before, Sergei Leshenko? What do I tell you on this show all the time? Remember the names.
Yeah.
Remember the names. Memorize them. Because when they creep up later, if you have them ingrained in your cerebral cortex, the connections will be made instantly. You won't have to go back and leaf through papers and documents or anything. Who was Sergei Leshenko? And why would George Kent, who's now saying Trump did it, they're just making this up. If Leshenko, who's saying Trump did it, what is he hiding by trying to distract you by saying Trump did what they did? What is he hiding? Why are they flipping the script to Trump? Because Leshenko was involved in this. Check out this piece from the Daily Caller. It's an older piece. Be in the show notes. It's a benefit of being on our newsletter. We give you older articles as well. Here's a piece from Chuck Ross at the Daily Caller from a while back, which you need to read because I'll make the connections for you if you haven't remembered the names. Chuck Ross. Nelly Orr said a Ukrainian lawmaker was a fusion GPS source. Who was that, Joe? Who was that? Who was the Ukrainian lawmaker? The witness against Trump yesterday in a fake impeachment trial signed a letter saying they would not prosecute a guy named Sergei Leshenko.
Yeah,
Nelly Orr has now stated under oath months ago that she had a Ukrainian lawmaker as well as a source to produce information for Fusion GPS, who produced the fake dossier against Trump, just like they produced the fake impeachment charge. Who was that, Chuck? Tell us, buddy. Nelly Orr told lawmakers in October that one of her Fusion GPS sources was a Ukrainian parliamentarian whose government has accused him of illegally meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Or a former Fusion GPS contractor testified that, this is an Andrew Dice Clay, moment if I've ever seen one. Sergei Leshenko was a source for the Democrat-operated Fusion GPS research firm. Leshenko was the leading force behind the release of the so-called Black Ledger, which nobody's authenticated, folks, by the way, which has accused Paul Manafort of receiving illicit payments from the Ukrainian government. The ledger led to Manafort's firing from the Trump campaign, but its validity remains in dispute.
Coop de Grace.
Coop de Grace, folks. Coopy de Gracie.
Yep. Wow.
Isn't there, remember up in Maryland, up off 95, is Harvard, everybody says it wrong?
Yeah.
Is it Haver de Gracie, Haver de Gracie, people.
Yeah,
remember that when you come down 95? Look, it's Haver de Gracie.
Yeah. The Ripkinstown.
Folks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you see what's going on here? How this is one seamless, ongoing scam? The same people involved in the Fusion GPS false dossier, made up, look, Red Squirrel, Trump did it, totally false charges, are the exact same people involved in the fake impeachment Trump sold us out to Ukraine stuff? It's the same people. They're trotting out the same tactics too. My point of this whole thing wasn't just it was the same people, Kent, Yovanovitch, Leshenko, Orr, Soros, liberal money, Fusion GPS. My point is that they're trying the exact same thing again. And the suckers in the media want you to believe it. And what is the thing they're trying? Folks, it can't get any simpler. They are simply taking out Democrats colluded with the Russians, fact, and replacing Democrats with Trump and just making it up. Do you get that, Joe? Is this making sense?
They've been doing that all along. Whatever they've been doing. Yeah, right.
This is nothing new. The Democrats said they colluded with Russians. We have information from Russian sources. Collusion on Trump. It was all fake. Steele admitted he used Russian sources. They just took their names out and said, no, Trump did that. Yovanovitch and Kent were involved in a scandal to not prosecute liberal mega donors, people, and key people that were enemies of their enemies. In other words, making them their friends, leave our friends alone. for a political, not a diplomatic gain, collusion. And they just said, no, no, Trump did it. And suckers in the media pick it up. Now, folks, I have two quick cuts here to show you how worried they are about this. Devin Nunes, I promised we'd give him a major hat tip because he was awesome, too, in the fake impeachment, fake whistleblower hearings on Wednesday. Devin Nunes' opening statement, he gets this whole thing. Nunes understands it. He understands this is all one big scandal. It's the same players and the same tactics. Here is Elmo GIF, Elmo fire emoji. For those of you on Twitter, you know exactly what I mean. Here's Devin Nunes burning down the Capitol, which one of the greatest opening statements I've ever heard, where he ties all this nonsense together. Check this out.
To call witnesses that know these answers. What we will witness today is a televised theatrical performance staged by the Democrats. Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel.
Folks, listen. Woo. If you have time, I strongly recommend you listen to that whole thing. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Facebook, Paula says. It is gold. You have been, wittingly or unwittingly, assigned a role in the low-rent sequel to the collusion hoax. He gets the whole thing. The whole thing is the sequel to the sequel to the sequel from the first hoax. Lyshenko, Orr, Fusion, Kent, Yovanovitch. Figurating from one scandal into the next. All right, I got an AOC cut in a minute too. AOC's obviously been briefed in about how much danger they're into. Before I get to that, I have one last sponsor for the day. And of course, we got our afternoon show with President Trump later. What? You like? I know, I see it, babe. I'm sorry, my daughter. It's like the kids stay home. It's early, so, you know, kids don't. All right, we got a new sponsor today. Listen, if you're looking for a special gift for someone this holiday season, something truly unique and personal, we've got a great idea for you. Check this out, folks. Paint your life. Paint your life. You can have an original painting. This is great, by the way. This is one of the best holiday gift ideas ever. An original painting by a world-class artist done by hand from any photo at an affordable price. Joe, I got to show you mine. It's amazing. Folks, they're just, I can't say enough about the quality and the price of these things. Listen, your life is meaningful. It matters. It's personal. These memories, these photos can be cherished forever. What if you could turn it into a world-class painting by a super high-quality artist? You're looking for a meaningful gift. Try Paint Your Life. PaintYourLife.com is the website. We've got a code for you in a minute. Have an original painting of yourself, your family, your kids. You just saw mine. She comes on once in a while. It's a different kind of show here. Special place, a pet, whatever, at a price you can afford. At Paint Your Life, you'll get a true painting done by hand by a world-class artist created from a favorite photo. Makes the perfect holiday gift, but it's also great for birthdays, anniversaries, and weddings. There's no risk, folks. If you don't love the final painting, your money's refunded. It's that simple. You will love it. It's great for your home decor. It's a work of art. Go to paintyourlife.com. You can get your favorite memories transformed into a work of art that will be cherished forever. It makes an unbelievably special gift. They are beautiful. They are gorgeous works of art for someone you love or for yourself. Folks, right now I have a special code for you. It's a limited time offer. You can get 30% off. That's 30% off your painting. That's right. 30% off. 30% off and free shipping. I'm going to throw that in there for you too. Free shipping. To get this special offer, text Dan, my first name, D-A-N, to 64,000. That's Dan. Text Dan, D-A-N, to 64,000. Text Dan to 64,000. Text D-A-N to 64,000, 64,000 to get your 30% off. PaintYourLife.com. You will love it. These are just unbelievable. I'm going to have to show you mine. It's so outstanding. Very well done. An amazing gift. Text Dan to 64,000. Okay. Just quick, because I don't want you to lose your minds any further and you know, have any more axon dendrite pruning going on. I don't want you to drop 20 more IQ points having to listen to AOC. But AOC gets what's going on. I think someone's briefed her in on how dangerous letting this impeachment opportunity get away is. The Democrats are really terrified that something's going to happen in 2020. In other words, that they're going to lose an election, Joe. So they'll just invent another scandal. Mm-hmm. Here's AOC where she accidentally slips because she's not very good at, you know, staying within the constraints of the focus group test, the talking point. She always slips, right?
Yeah.
All the time. Here's AOC. She slips and she says at the end what the Democrats are actually thinking and why they're actually impeaching the president. Check this out.
At the end of the day, we have to be able to come together as a caucus. And if it is this Ukrainian allegation that is what brings the caucus together, then I think we have to run with however we unify the House. And so while I believe personally that we should be pursuing and investigating quite flagrant abuses of the Emoluments Clause, even reporting as recently as the suspicious stops at Trump properties, even in congressional delegations or rather in foreign trips. I think that all of this is game for investigation, but we also need to move quite quickly because we're talking about the potential compromise of the 2020 elections. And so this is not just about something that has occurred. This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year.
I turned myself into a pickle.
You better do something about that.
Yeah.
That could be trouble.
That kind of news. Like, jeez.
What the hell was that?
What was
number one, that? One thing I, listen, folks, I get it. I'm not claiming to be the, you know, Ronald Reagan of public speaking or anything, or to have the vocabulary of, you know, an IQ 160 Mensa genius. But, you know, I spent a lot of my life in school. I did 2 graduate degrees I'm very proud of, and I was not a very good speaker growing up. And I took a couple courses. I learned to use the English language, wrote a few books here and there. They did okay. Learned how to get rid of my hanging participles and things like that. I really don't like when people try to sound smart and they say things that are completely ridiculous. Yeah. Things like, I believe personally. Is there a way to believe impersonally? Like, I believe for Paula. I mean,
I hate that.
And then she goes on to spout off a bunch of, and let me tell you, quite frankly, I believe personally. I'm restraining myself here because it really is frustrating. This is a person who wants to take your money, your health care, your kids' educational opportunities, your economic freedom, your liberty, your gun rights away. I'm sorry. You should be able to formulate a coherent sentence without spouting conspiracy theories. Do you hear the conspiracy theory she threw in the middle there? And President Trump with the Emoluments Clause and people staying at his resorts overseas. You mean that story about landing in Scotland that we debunked a month ago? You mean that? So you must have missed our debunk this episode on that, where that was totally discredited and debunked. You must have missed that. You must have missed that episode. But she slips at the end and throws in there that what they're really afraid of is a catastrophe in 2020. In other words, a Trump re-election. Because she's probably not as politically savvy as Pelosi, is a little smarter in hiding what they're really doing. Folks, one final story. I'm going to make this a quick show today because we have this Trump interview, President Trump interview, coming up just a little bit later. Don't forget to tune in later. I just want to show you this quick article at the New York Post. Victor Davis Hanson, it's worth your time. It's in the show notes. It'll be great prep before the interview comes up in just a little bit. We're getting ready right now. 10 reasons why this impeachment inquiry is really a coup by Victor Davis Hanson. He has a few reasons, and he's absolutely right. If we just throw them up, here's reason number one. Read the whole piece. It's worth your time. He has 10 reasons. I'm just going to go through a few. Impeachment 24/7. In other words, folks, if this was really about some kind of inquiry or violation or crime, then why are they serially futile attempts? He writes about, remember the Logan Act, Joe, the Emoluments Clause, the voting machines fraud hoax, the 25th Amendment, McCabe Rosenstein's faux coup, Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen psychodramas, Ukraine collusion, all of this Mueller stuff. This is just another mini coup. This has nothing to do with anything. Secondly, if this was based on anything, it may be worth looking into. Unfortunately, it's based on a false whistleblower. The whistleblower isn't a whistleblower by any common definition of the noun. He has no incriminating documents, no information at all. He doesn't even have firsthand evidence of wrongdoing. Again, evidence this is another soft coup, nothing to do with impeachment. Finally, I just included a few. He has 10 really good ones, and it's definitely worth your time. It's a quality piece. There's no bipartisanship. This one, I disagree with him, Joe. Why? I disagree because it is bipartisan. There was a bipartisan vote in the House against impeachment. There were two Democrats and no Republicans had voted for it. And he writes again, there are no high crimes and misdemeanors. There's no proof of any actual crime here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a soft coup. It's a disgrace to the presidency, a disgrace to the country, a disgrace to everything that flag stands for. That flag's not just a piece of fabric. I give this speech a lot. A tablecloth is fabric. The fabric is meaningless. So what it stands for, it's what's behind it that matters. There are people who've left their lives, left pieces of themselves overseas in defense of what that fabric on that flag means. It's fallen apart, folks. The Democrats are shredding that. Every idea people fought and died for, people gave up everything for that. It's fallen apart. And it's fallen apart because the Democrats have no fidelity to it. They don't care about our constitutional republic. They care about the pure, unadulterated abuse of power. And it's disgusting to watch. Thank God we have people like Jordan, Nunes, Ratcliffe, and others fighting back. Nice work. All right, folks, again, we will be launching very shortly our interview with the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. This is not a drill. I am very excited. We have our questions ready to go. We'll be launching as an additional episode in just a little while. Please tune in later. Please share it. I promise you it'll be eye-opening. I'm really excited. I want to thank the president again for agreeing to do it. We will see you in a little while. Take care.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud and follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.